Blue Boy didn't wait until his mother had finished, so he missed the last part of her speech. These quarrels between his mom and dad always made him feel very sad. Nobody noticed that the young boy had taken his new horn and left the table while his mum was shouting at his dad. He left the house through the back door and walked along the beach, as he often did. He felt the dry air and the warm wind on his body. After 10 minutes' walk on the beach, he sat down on the ground and thought about his adventure. He was wondering why he was chosen to find the magical horn. He touched its smooth surface. Yesterday, only one day ago, he was still an ordinary boy. Such deep thoughts are not very common for a young boy of that age. Finally, he made up his mind and decided to share his talent with all of the people in Blue Land. So he stood up fast and climbed up the rocks that lay between the beach and the road. As he reached the top of the rocks, he could see the road. He was still alone. He took his very special horn and began to play as he walked down the road. He walked through the fields and meadows and past the blue houses towards the centre of the village. He played even better than before. And soon all the little things and the big things on his way changed from blue to all the colours of the rainbow. The whole area was filled with colour. Everything turned red and yellow and pink and green, orange and purple. And some things just stayed blue.